Yeah, I think, you know, like you said, there's definitely a sense, even just as a Twitter bystander like I am, that there's some consternation in Jets land about kind of a quiet offseason or one where players left but nobody new came in to sort of bolster what they were up to last year. I created a war lineup creator, which I've been sort of updating and tweeting out through my Twitter handle, and people have been interacting with. So I did one up for the Jets, and I see them, or the lineup creator projects them to be sort of around a 92-point team next year based on what we know right now, projecting it forward into next year. So, you know, that kind of puts them in the range of maybe fighting for one of the last couple of playoff spots, maybe in the West, give or take. You know, that's a significant drop-off from where the team has been, sort of fighting more at the top end of the playoff structure in the West over the past couple of seasons, and this puts them more towards the bottom. You know, there's a lot of room for error when you're doing this kind of projection before the season starts, and who knows which way things might break. But when I look at the roster, kind of that eagle-eye view over the entire thing, the forward core is one that actually still has retained some of the depth. Don't love getting to Brian Little as a second line center right off the hop. I'm not sure that that's ideal in a top six scenario with what he's shown over the past couple of seasons. But the top line, if you're thinking sort of a Connor Scheifele Wheeler sort of thing, you're still looking at one of the better top lines in the league. I think Ehlers has a lot more to show than he showed last year. I think Lon A is going to be, I was listening earlier as you guys were talking, he's a major bounce-back candidate, and he's a top-end talent who I expect to outperform what the projection is saying on him. When you're looking at the forwards, I think, you know, there's still lots to like there. I get a little bit more apprehensive when I look at what's left of the D-Cor. I think Morrissey-Bufflin looks just fine as a top pairing. Beaulieu, you know, he has something to offer still if you're only asking him to be a top four guy, not playing maybe heavy minutes. But then things kind of get dicey looking through the bottom. I think Pionk is a real unknown quantity without a whole lot of track record, and the track record we have is a little bit spotty on what he might be at the NHL level. Kulikov was a major negative in terms of war and shot rates last year. Sami Niku was about a wash. He was kind of replacement level-ish. So, you know, just as good as the next guy up you might call from the AHL overall last season. I think if the Jets see themselves as a team with a window open still to compete in the West and maybe take a long run, there's still work to be done in the defense core, and that might mean maybe a free agent or maybe some unlikely, unexpected development from somebody that really outperforms what I'm projecting. But as it stands, I see the defense as the big issue for a team that's still a playoff team, but maybe not a top-end contender.